The quarter's been started.
Okay, 5:31 PM. Franklin Township Board of Trustees. Special meeting. Could we have an opening prayer? John, you want to do that?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to come do the work for the people of the township. We ask that you be with us today as we make our decisions. For it's in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge of allegiance, Ari, you want to do that?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have a roll call, Mr. Physical Officer?
Yeah, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, at this time we will table unapproved minutes. And we will go into new business.
You guys can have a motion for tabling minutes or no?
This would be okay. The regular meeting for it anyways.
Yeah, I know, but okay.
So, well, just go ahead if you want to keep it.
Whatever you guys want to do, that's fine.
Well, yeah. I think we should do, sir, if I may.
I'd say so. Just wait and hold on it, sir.
I was going to say we should do it in a regular meeting so that the people that are here doesn't seem like we did.
Well, it's on this.
Is it on there? Okay.
Anyway, so just go ahead and do it there.
I didn't flip it over yet.
Who wants to make the motion?
I'll make a motion to table the
minute. Unapproved, yeah.
Okay, you get a second?
Yeah.
Ralph? Okay.
Yes.
All right, roll call. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
And are we tabling the minutes even in the next meeting?
They're tabling on that case.
I think it's if it's on the agenda, we will.
Okay. I didn't realize it's not. I was just, when do we do it?
I don't know. I haven't even looked.
I was wondering if we should do it in a regular meeting versus a special meeting.
Well, since they've got it on the agenda,
okay.
I'm just thinking.
So then I will say yes. I think that we should mention in the next meeting, sir, that we tabled the minutes just so people know.
Okay. All righty. New business, social media policies. And I know there's been quite a bit of conversation on that. Who would like to? I don't think I'm really qualified to say a whole lot about social media other than I have a bad opinion sometimes on what people blurt out on there. So other than that, I don't have a whole lot to say.
So
does somebody want to start off making some kind of statement
question?
Or what are we going to talk about?
So looking at our social media that we have now, the platform that we have, each department has their own platform. I think it would only be good practice to have one person that would be that you would go through for social media, any kind of postings and et cetera. How that would look, I don't know. For instance, let's just say police or fire or someone's going to be wanting to post something. I love the fact that the more we can post shows to people more we do. So I don't know if it works two different ways that I could see it. One, as busy as you are, you're not going to sit there and write every ad or not ad, but every post there is. So if something is sent to you and you review it and say good, they could still post it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a person leaves the township, we've never had anyone leave and be upset and hold a site hostage. I believe that the administrator should be the person that is the only admin, but yet then other people have I don't know if you call an assistant admin or what you call it, that would be able to then, when you give the okay, they still have their password and the ability to go on there. If a person was to leave the township, then you have the ability as admin to go in and remove that person so that no inflammatory or anything like that later would be added.
Right.
That's how I perceive having a social media of setup.
If I may, in the past, posts used to have to go through Mark Potts. like in terms of like they would send them to him and he would say yes, this is good or no, this is not good. I was here when some of the things that were being sent to him, he had said no, but they were posted anyway. Now, I know the fire department's Facebook page is ran by the fire union, so that's a completely different, that's kind of looking outside the township scope, but the government page that we have now and the police page that we have now are ran by the township itself. So I know that the past policy was to have Mark Potts approve the post, and I think that's the way it should be based on what the policy reads. And I feel that anything, you know, obviously, as you said, Steve can't draft the post. But, for example, if Ratliff wants to post something, he could draft up what he wants to say, and if any pictures, send it to Steve.
That's kind of the same thing I just laid out. But
correct.
Chief, I do have a question. Your site that you're going to have, is it strictly through the union?
The only social media that is the fire department is the union.
Is, I'm sorry?
It's the unions.
So, in my opinion, the union should not be posting for Franklin Township. I mean, if the union wants
they're
to...
Not, they're posting solely for whatever they post. I have no control over
it. Right. But what I'm saying is, it just kind of, anything can get out there, this, that, and the other. So, guys that are out on the scenes and they get pictures of fires and things like this, it behooves of us to even have our own because the union is controlling it, in my opinion.
For sure.
Just a second. So my thing is, if the union wants to put stuff on there, they would put it as the union and not Franklin Township Fire.
I think that's the way it is now, if I'm not misunderstood.
Firehouse 192, Firehouse 193.
Okay. Because I've seen stuff where it says Franklin Township Fire, or maybe is it subliminal? I'm seeing it because I see Franklin Township Fire on the engines and equipment, and I'm not looking up above seeing, etc. So, with your department, sir, I think that we need to, just like the police has done, how many followers do you have?
Here's your problem. I'm the only one with access.
Okay, so...
I mean, they can't get logged in.
Yeah, that is an issue.
Yeah,
that
no
is
one
a big
can
issue.
Get logged into our Facebook.
Just a second. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to speak about is... You stated how you don't think anybody has left and held a police hostage, but in the reverse, somebody has left and therefore removed themselves as an admin.
Right.
And then it removed the ability to do anything in the account. You can't add an additional person. You can't change page rules. You can't add somebody to a page rule. You can't edit the account information. You can't do anything except publish a post and edit or delete that post. So, as far as one person being an admin on a page, that's not a good idea. So, like, currently, I had to create a brand new Facebook account and page because on the other one, Facebook wouldn't even allow me to verify identity. Every time if I try to do it, it said, sorry, page error, try again later. I did this for weeks and weeks. So, I created a new Facebook page, a new Facebook account, so you have to have a parent account, and it's under Nick's name. Because if they want identity verification, that's able to be done. And then there's a page on that account, which is the Franklin Township Government, Franklin County, Ohio page, which is the office page.
Our existing account has been like this for over a year.
It has, and there was an issue with that when Mark Potts was here, and the same thing happened. Ari had brought it up before with them. Facebook did something. It's not that anybody removed themselves from the page. Facebook changed something and something happened on down the line. So I don't want it to look like somebody left the page hostage.
An updated pages experience.
I'm not an admin either.
He's not. He's an editor.
Yeah, I'm an editor using my personal account. Like if they made me an editor.
Because there was an admin and that admin added Dave as the editor.
So really, it sounds like to me we have very little control.
No.
My suggestion is, I know that we're working forward on our own website, and we could do the same thing that you do on Facebook on our website and then send it out to Facebook.
You can. I've actually been kind of just messing around doing some custom changes to it. It's not published yet, but with the Facebook, what you can do is they have publishing tools. You can schedule posts. So, like, if you can, like, schedule out a couple days worth of posts, and then he could go in, I could go in, we could review it, and then if it's not okay, we can revise it or delete it, get with whoever was posting.
Can't delete anything.
No, not on your page.
Anything on Facebook
has to remain. the scheduled post. So it wouldn't be live on Facebook yet. It's like Ralph went in and said he wants a scheduled post to happen on December 5th. But yet on December 3rd, it was reviewed and it, for some reason, it wasn't okay. That'd so be, we could delete the scheduling of it going live.
That because we own this one and this was dealt with through Pete before he came here and before he was here.
Well, that's where a disclaimer should be set up. That's probably the reason that
it's required that we keep everything we post, or we can be in trouble.
Yep. So there needs to be.
We have to file it somewhere, a record of it. Somewhere.
Yeah, there needs to be a disclaimer.
Okay, so
we went through. Now
what I'm referring to is not posts that have currently been viewable by the public. I'm referring to.
No, I know, but if we're going to change, we need to take into consideration that we have to archive that our entire website some way somehow, or Facebook somewhere somehow. So if somebody does a record request for
a post that
ago earlier, we have to keep.
Let me add, okay? Because I mean, some of you know I have a weather page, but you can archive a video, you can archive a post where it would still be visible in what's called Creator Studio. You can also expire a post where that post doesn't get sent out anymore, but it's still visible. Like if you were to actually search for it, you could still find it, but it would not be actively visible itself. So that's something else out there too. But I think what brought all this on was, I don't know, I'm just kind of speculating, but I think what brought some of this on was the police department's post regarding the brownouts. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
No. Pardon me?
I thought it was the layoff one. I don't know.
Oh, yes, that one. I'm sorry.
I
know
that. It was me. So.
But the one that got my attention that I got calls on, and it was the same with like with fire, where they were putting closed across the doors of the fire, things of that nature.
Oh, yeah.
So what that, I have many different opinions about that and how it makes us, it almost comes across as sore losers. And I'll just leave it at that. But I just think we haven't really done anything wrong. We just haven't done anything correctly.
We're not doing it
to
right.
Build it so that we have a policy. So at this point, anyone can put anything. I mean, it's not like there's something that has hurt us in any way. It just kind of showed me that, hey, we need to have a policy and a standard that we go by.
Well, we were trying to set up a policy, you know. Nicole, that deal that you and I went through, that whatever he was, the administrator were trying to get set up for sending messages and things of that nature, I had to authorize.
That was for the .gov domain.
That's something different.
Okay.
Yeah, that was so that we can change our website from .com to .gov. Okay.
And we need a .gov because we cannot join a couple of different like. HIDA and different places like that, unless we have an email address that is a .gov email to be able to do it.
Nicole, if we went to a .gov, would we be able to
yes.
Open a new Facebook?
That would change everything.
Would we be able to what?
Open up a new Facebook.
Yes.
For the township.
No. The Facebook accounts are associated with email addresses.
Right.
So, like, right now, our township page is associated with
.com.
Nick's email address.
But if we went to .gov,
we would have to have a .gov
email. I mean, yeah, it's basically like just going and creating a spam email address just to use it for an account. I mean, that's we don't have to have a .gov to open a new Facebook. How about that?
But having a .gov, meaning if we had .gov, does it give you a different platform to build on versus just me opening up a Facebook page?
No, you can submit to Facebook and ask them to make you a verified page, which could happen. I know that Grove City, Ohio government page is a verified page.
So there is benefits by doing it that way.
Right, but there's no guarantees. They could say, no, sorry, right. we don't like the name Franklin Township. You don't get to be verified. It's all up to them, whatever they want.
Exactly.
Well, on my end, I mean, I would, there wasn't like a rule where I had to go through Martin.
No.
I just was not real good with being politically correct with my post at that point. Which I still am not. I've got kind of a little bit of a cop attitude. And my idea was I wanted to make sure that we were 100% transparent. Everybody knew what was going on in our department, especially with the brownouts. I wanted people to know when or if not there were police out. I thought that was good, but that's not a good idea. It's fine. I could go through you every time. It doesn't matter to me. So that way you can look over.
Well, I think, and don't let me put, you know, words in your mouth. I think you would be more comfortable, and maybe other departments would be more comfortable having another set of eyes. So maybe it would be a little more objective. It
takes responsibility off you.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yes. I mean, I get your idea because it's the police department. So we take your idea and maybe we massage it a little bit and tweak it a little bit, and we're going to get the same message out.
But if you're wanting to have a social media presence for everyone, you're probably going to have to get a new Facebook page, because they've tried for a year to get logged into Facebook and they won't let them log in. And for some reason, mine is still active. It's because it's associated to my account and not, like, I can't get into the main Facebook for
You mean your personal account?
Yes.
He's an editor.
Yeah, from my personal account, which all I got to do is go in and remove myself from it on my end, but I can't get it back because you guys couldn't log in and get me back, and you'd be dead in the water on anything. Right. And I don't want you guys to run into that issue until you're ready to make the change.
So, and then we would need to let all the followers that already follow know that, hey, we're moving over to, or take and type out all the names and then go back and...
There's 2,700 people that like the page, 2,500 likes, and 2,700 that follow that page.
So are we able to highlight those and then say...
type out 2,700 names and then send them an invite, which you probably can't even do unless you're friends with them.
No.
Well, you have to friend request them and then invite them to your page.
I just want to make sure that we don't run into that hard road of retaining records. If we do make the change, we have to somehow maintain all a copy.
We just leave it open.
Well,
you can archive a page too.
But what I just also, we're not answering Facebook, which is probably what happened with our logins. The email that used to be associated as an admin weren't getting certain things that they have to do from Facebook, and it showed
the attention that it needed.
Yeah, and it turned it off. And at some point, they may delete the whole site. I mean, so
I think that the best route would be to create a brand new Facebook page, and then on the current page that he can have limited access with, keep notifying them on there. We've created a new page. Starting this date, everything will be moving over here. We will continue posting on this page following this date. It gives people time to go over and like it or follow it, and then continue doing so after a certain set date.
And then we could put a picture when it comes up, says we have moved, and then put the new address.
Yeah, so if people go to the current one, then it'll say, you know, visit this page, go here, whatever verbiage, but stating this one's no longer being utilized, go here to you know, keep updated.
And then, too, for what you're saying, for the contact for email, then we would put Mark or, you know, the office or something of that nature, so that you would know to, like, for instance, I understand what they're saying is because if you don't answer it, then eventually they shut you off because they figure it's a spoof.
But you guys need to have an email that is not specific to one person, because what is going to happen,
like information, township,
if he leaves,
and we would check it every day, once every other day, or
Revolution Group's going to turn his email off like they did with Aaron, and you're not going to have login capabilities after that, which is where we're
right now. That's a good point. So we would just put Facebook admin.
Currently, the admin.assistant email address is, so it's Nick, and then the admin.assistant one on our current Facebook page, so that if emails come in, it goes to, that one gets forwarded to my email address too. So then there's two email addresses that can access it. But Rev Group actually has an email address specifically named facebook@franklin-township.com, and I guess it used to have a page, but so it doesn't. It's a disabled page now because it was inactive for so long.
So I guess that's something we would just set up.
And then that could just be forwarded to, like, whatever departmental heads it needs to, or whomever is designated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just so the board knows, just also copy the social media policy included in there if you guys want to look at revising any of those details that are in there, because I don't think the policy states that, you know, the approval for any posts go through anybody. So as of right now, it's just kind of, you know, it is what it is.
Now,
We didn't get this in an email today, did we? This is the first time I'm seeing this.
This document?
These documents.
No, this. I mean, we don't have to decide on anything on it, but I want you guys to be able to look over it, you know, on your time. This was also this comes straight out of the township policy handbook that you guys passed in June.
Okay.
Now, whether or not you've read any of that, I'm not sure, or what you guys have looked at.
I mean,
but
it's been some time since we passed it. What I'm saying is I'm not refreshed on what we passed word for word.
Okay.
So what I think we need to do is have what we pass word for word, and then let us see what you're wanting to add. Then we can make a decision, because we can't make a decision. I mean, we got great ideas. We're going the right direction, but I don't have in front of me exactly what we passed.
Meanwhile, if you want me to run everything to
Yeah, for the time being. So the only thing that we can do that I can see at this point is make a motion from this point forward that all postings of Franklin Township Facebook or media go through Steve.
Okay. So is that a motion on
that
the table?
That is a motion.
Okay.
I'll talk about
that. It goes for?
It would have to go to our administrator, Steve.
And that would be going through him prior to posting?
Well,
or
I'd
just
say
I have the correct wording for
prior.
Okay.
I'd like to add to that just a little bit. To further notice, I don't think we've got totally all the information we need here, because if you start looking at everything in general, including whatever, social media is nothing but a gossip thing. Anybody can write anything they want. He can pick up anything he wants and say it's acceptable, this, that, and the other. Now, whether it is or not, not only that, if you have a situation there, then, you know, you're getting into things really like disclaimers and all these kind of things. What are we allowed to do? I think, yes, for the time being, go through it on a temporary basis. And let's have the lawyer take a look on, because I know that some of the townships, Prairie for one, the only one that I think is actually entering anything on the social media right now is one trustee.
So before we forget, sir, can we go ahead and finish the motion that
yeah.
we have on the floor?
Yeah,
Before we answer a question, let's finish the motion.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor.
It's actually clarification on the motion.
But yeah, well we're going to make a motion. Basically, what we're going to do is turn it to Steve. If nothing else is going to make a difference at this point, then once we get better established, then we'll come back and change it. So at this point, we have a motion
exactly.
on the floor.
As it is right now.
Yeah,
and if you, Steve, if you run into something that's on there or something that looks like it may be a little bit touchy, a little illegal, or a little gray area or something like that, check before something goes up permanently. Maybe check with Greg's office there and see if we're getting in any trouble or something like that.
All right, so an existing motion on the floor, roll call, Ralph?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now you go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, is this motion for all departmental pages or
yes.
police page?
Okay. Everything.
Yeah.
So
anything in the township.
Anything that I see that I want to share throughout the day or post throughout the day about what's going on, I have to literally get his approval first when I'm the one who's been running the Facebook page for 2 months with no issues.
Correct.
Okay.
See, because
right,
if
so
we the reason
our very limited activity is going to go to like nearly none. So that's
you
got to
realize we can't just take and pick and choose who we're going to. Now you are an assistant to Steve, so you know there's going to be some leeway that he's going to give you guidelines.
Yeah.
So it's not like
yeah.
lieutenant or chief or chief doing it. Your situation is a little bit different, because you're working directly under your boss, which is his assistant.
Right.
So that has a whole different platform. The two of you together are working on this. So I'm sure he's going to give you guidelines of what to do and not do. And if it doesn't jive right or something goes wrong, it's either on his shoulders or your shoulders.
Well, my shoulders. But, yeah.
Yeah, so does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to having the superior authority of it. It's just if I have to go, hey, there's this thing taking place tomorrow morning that I saw and I would like to share it so our community knows.
Sure,
and
sounds good.
And at 8 o'clock at night, I have to get his approval first and he doesn't.
No, there has to be some latitude there. He will go over with you.
It's
on...
still ultimately my responsibility, but it's nice that
I just don't want to miss those opportunities because
exactly. I don't think you're going to miss the opportunities exactly. As closely as you guys work.
Exactly.
I mean, he's literally right there, and you're right there. So you know, I mean, you'll have guidelines in which I'm sure he's going to set up, and he's going to know how you work because you're his left hand, and mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think that's. That's
sure.
All we got to say on that. I think we need to move on.
Yep.
Yeah, we better move. Like now, we won't have time. Okay, update on the police department chiefs. Who wants to address that?
What kind of an update are we talking about?
The way it's listed here under new business says update on police department chiefs, Byron. So have you had...
And Ralph, I have
conversation talked, on that, or
I've okay. talked to the chief. Okay. What it comes down to is that they'll have shift adjustments or brownouts, and they send emails out to the and correct me if I'm wrong to the trustees, maybe certain department heads, and if some of those I wasn't getting informed.
Right.
And then I would get notified that, hey, we don't have a shift for this time frame during the day.
I think Dave added you to the text message thing, didn't you, Dave?
Yeah, and I have, every time there's been a brownout, all of you have gotten a
right,
text.
Right.
The only the sheriff's department and the radio room.
Right.
And the chief with the sheriff's department who's and the major, sheriff's department. The only way they could get it was him.
I know that there were issues in the past where Android and iPhone, especially since these are government phones, trying to send a group text, depending on where it originated, it would not go all the way through. We had that problem last week, so we may just want to make sure that... I know Ratliff has an Android phone, and Steve has an iPhone, so if there is, we just got to make sure that communication is...
Yep. Now, I didn't have him on there.
Okay.
I just put him on. Like, okay. Prior to... We haven't had a brownout in like a couple weeks. So there's been an opportunity to make sure he was on there.
Okay.
So that was the only thing. I don't know, Mr. Horn, did you have anything with the shifts or anything like that?
Well, you know, one thing that you and I had talked about, and that he wasn't getting the notification on a brownout. You and I had talked about that, so right. We need to address that.
You're getting them now, though, right?
We haven't had a brownout.
You guys haven't had brownout since what, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's been, yeah. So
it's Thanksgiving.
It's been a week, probably.
Yeah. So from this point going forward, it's a moot point. We know that you'll be getting them.
Yeah, because he asked me about it. Right. Me and him talked, and I said, I'll just throw you on my desk. There's about seven guys that get it.
The only question I have from the fiscal side is, I know you guys only have two officers per shift. If you guys deem it unsafe for only one officer to be on the street, is that officer calling off?
No.
How's that on the physical side?
Well, because if they're calling off and using time, they make sure they're getting paid for that time.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no, they're not. If they take off, the whole idea with the brownouts is money. You know, when we had our last meeting here, we were told that we were going to be $191,000 short next year, which is trying to keep from laying guys off earlier. With that, when we do a brownout, the guys for a long time wouldn't take time off, and we would cut the comp time, and they'd take comp time instead of overtime to save money for us. Okay, but they were building up a huge number of a large amount of comp time. But when you don't have, as we're right now, we haven't been replacing our officers when they've been leaving, they can't take time off then. So right. You're running into, they got this huge bank of comp time, and someone's got to be out. Or, you know, so they weren't able to take their time off. So we're right back to cashing it out and losing the money. With the brownouts, because of the $191,000 in negative that we're going to run into next year, we're trying to slow it down where we're at the latest, we are running, you know, going to